From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. California voters narrowly support Governor Jerry Brown's proposed sales and income tax measure in a new Public Policy Institute of California poll. Ben Adler has more on those and other poll findings from the PPIC.
This is the paradox of likely California voters. Two-thirds say they felt the budget cuts, and more than 70% oppose the trigger cuts Brown is calling for if his sales and income tax fails this November. But support for the governor's measure rests at just 52%. The PPIC's Mark Baldessari says some voters hurt by the cuts still don't want new taxes.
People are very guarded about spending, and we're seeing at this point very weak support for things that even people consider important, but maybe not important enough to take the leap right now.
Baldessari says that's also supported by two other findings. Slim majorities favor the $11 billion water bond on the November ballot and oppose the state's high-speed rail project. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
State lawmakers are still considering what to do with the $11 billion water bond that's currently on the November ballot. There's debate over whether to move the measure to 2014 and whether to trim the price tag. Some Central Valley legislators addressed the Association of California Water Agencies' annual symposium Wednesday in Sacramento. Republican Senator Jean Fuller says she's eager to see some upcoming polls to gauge voter interests.
I'm just very, very afraid that waiting two more years could very well be the death of this. And so I would rather try to take the polling data and address it effectively.
Critics have said the measure is full of unnecessary and costly projects. The measure currently devotes money to surface and groundwater storage and delta restoration, among other things. A new poll from the Public Policy Institute of California shows more support than opposition at this point for the proposed water bond. 51% of likely voters say they would vote yes on the measure. 35% say they'd vote no. 70% say water supply in their area is a problem. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.